Any good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. Volleyball scores from last night. Rochester Century comes to Albert Lea and beats our Tigers 3-0, 25-14, 25-7, and 25-19. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, they beat USC in a Gopher Conference battle last night. Panthers win 3-0, 25-14, 25-12, and 25-18. It was senior night in Lake Mills, and the Bulldogs, they roll over North Union 3-0, 25-12, 25-17, and 25-14. Bulldogs, they're now 18-3 on the season. Central Springs beat Northwood Kensett 3-0, 25-8, 25-7, and 25-20. Other volleyball scores from around the state of Minnesota: Byron over Goodhue 3-1, Faribault beat Rochester John Marshall 3-0, Casson Manorville over Jordan 3-0, Kenyon Wanamingo defeats Hatefield 3-2, Medford gets by Blooming Prairie 3-0, Northfield over Red Wing 3-0, Owatonna beats Mankato East 3-1, Rochester Mayo defeats Mankato West 3-1, St. Peter in straight sets beats Waseca 3-0, and Waterville Legion Morristown over Janesville Waldorf Pemberton 3-0. In boys and girls cross country yesterday, Albert Lea had a home meet at Bancroft Bay Park. And it was a good day for the Tiger boys. They got second overall out of six teams. John Marshall won the event with a score of 58. Albert Lea in second with a score of 71. Faribault third. Red Wing fourth. Owatonna took fifth. And Waseca took sixth. Now, former Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, Gavin Hinkey, he won on the boys' side. He took first place with a time of 18:44. So congratulations to Gavin. On the girls' side, Albert Lea, they were incomplete. Faribault won the meet with a score of 39. Waseca took second. John Marshall took third. Red Wing, they took fourth. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva in cross country, they hosted a meet at Riverview Golf Course. That's just outside New Richland yesterday. On the boys' side, TCU, that's Tri-City United, they took first. The Grizzlies took second. Mankato Loyola took third. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, they took sixth place out of eight teams. On the girls' side, Lyle Pacelli, they took first. Maple River second. TCU, Tri-City United, they took third. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, they were incomplete on the girls' side. But Quinn Van Mulgaham, she had a great run. She took second with a time of 21:41. In girls' tennis, Albert Lea lost a tough one to Austin yesterday. Packers win 4-3. Winners for Albert Lea at number 3 singles, Bree Wheelidge. She won 6-4, 6-1. Number 1 doubles, Hannah Wilder and Rachel Doppelhammer. They won 7-5, 3-6, 7-5. And also winning for our Tigers at number 3 doubles, Ava Bremer and Ashlyn Bervin. They won their matchup 6-4, 6-2. In girls' soccer, Mankato West over Albert Lea 4-0. In boys' soccer, West also picks up a win. They beat our Tigers 7-0. Well, Nick Gordon had a 2-run homer, also had 2 singles. Josh Donaldson and Max Kepler each had 3 hits and 2 RBIs. The Minnesota Twins, they beat the Cubs at Wrigley last night by the score of 9-5. Same two teams will wrap up a very quick 2-game series tonight. Joe Ryan on the mound for Minnesota, 1-1, 2.12 ERA. Kyle Hendricks, he's going to go for the Cubs tonight, 14-6, 4.81 ERA. We'll have your pregame at 6, first pitch from Wrigley at 6:40 tonight. The Minnesota Wild have signed left wing Kirill Kaprizov to a 5-year, $45 million contract. And the deal ends a stalemate between the team and the Calder Trophy winner just 2 days before the beginning of training camp. So some good news for the Minnesota Wild. Recaps in baseball yesterday. The Detroit Tigers have styled the Chicago White Sox drive for the AL Central title with a 5-3 victory. Magic number for the White Sox to clinch the division remains at 2 games. Shohei Ohtani, his 45th homer in the 8th inning. Angels, they still got beat by Houston 10-5. Marco Gonzalez pitched 6 uneven innings and won his 8th straight decision. Seattle, they beat Oakland 5-2. Both teams are still 3 games behind the Blue Jays in the race for the second AL wild card spot. Austin Riley and Ozzie Albies both launched two-run homers for the Atlanta Braves, who held their NL East lead by beating Arizona 6-1. The Braves, who have won now three in a row, they stay three games ahead of second place Philadelphia. San Francisco beat the staggering San Diego Padres 6-5. With the win, the Giants still have a one-game lead over the Dodgers in the NL West. Josh Rogers pitched 7 2/3 innings, a one-run ball. The Washington Nationals, they beat the Marlins 7-1. Cleveland over Kansas City 4-1. St. Louis, they won their 10th straight game, increasing its playoff lead by holding off the division-leading Milwaukee Brewers by a score of 2-1. The Cardinals increased their edge for the second NL wildcard spot to four games over Cincinnati. Speaking of the Reds, their postseason hopes are fading. They got beat by Pittsburgh 6-2. Philadelphia beat Baltimore yesterday 3-2. Blue Jays, they beat the AL East-leading Tampa Bay Rays 4-2 to improve to a Major League best 16-4 here in the month of September. Toronto did maintain a half-game lead over the New York Yankees for that second AL wildcard spot. And speaking of the Yankees, they won yesterday. They beat the Texas Rangers 7-1. And one NBA note, a person with direct knowledge of Ben Simmons' plans tells the Associated Press the All-Star guard won't report to training camp next week. Ben Simmons has pretty much told the team he no longer wants to play for Philadelphia. And that's Check of Sports here on KATE. Twins and Cubbies again coming up tonight, pregame at 6. We'll have your first pitch at 6:40 on your radio home for your Minnesota Twins, KATE. And that's sports from the Americana Insurance Press Box. For Kate Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Warm.